This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Let's move on. Let's talk about the Royals. I do want to talk about the Royals. Actually, this is kind of a Royals topic, but it's more of a baseball Orioles topic than anything. I'm thinking this because the person earlier was like, well, man, I thought the Royals were going to take the next step. And I mean, they could have been the Orioles. The Orioles were 58 and 38 last year at the All-Star break. The Orioles were, they were amazing. I mean, the Orioles had maybe the best young shortstop in baseball, and people were talking real high about the Orioles. I mean, they were really good, right? They had Gunnar Henderson and Jackson Holliday and Adley Rutschman. I mean, people loved the Orioles last June, last July, right? There were 20 games over. We were talking about the Orioles winning the World Series, at least being in the conversation of it, winning their division, winning the World Series. They were the example of a team that drafted right and did all the right things. Since last year's All-Star break, the Orioles are 46 and 53. They're 46 and 53. They plateaued. They peaked. The Royals are better than the Orioles. That's what we learned. Over the last half of season of baseball, the Royals are better than them. They were better than them in the second half. They were better than them in the postseason. They were better than them in the first half of this season. So I would say, yes. Should the Royals be maybe further along than they should be? Okay, we could. Reasonable minds can disagree. We could have that conversation. You could be the Orioles. The Orioles were a team that were, they were the hot young, hey, this is the team that's next up. Look at all these stars. They got off to a terrible start. They're 13 and 20. They're 13 and 20. They're bad. We've now seen them twice this season in Kansas City. They're not, the Royals are better than them. I just want to point out that the Royals, I give the Royals a lot of credit. Maybe I shouldn't, but I give the Royals a lot of credit. The Royals were 8-14 and looked lifeless 2 weeks ago. Looked done. I wish I could keep the text from the text line and going back to 2.5 weeks ago to what many of you thought and said about the Kansas City Royals. And since that point, since they were 8-14, they have been on fire since then. They've been on fire. They've gone 11-2 since then. 11-2. And now they have a 4-game set against the Chicago White Sox. I mean, a team that they beat around. They beat around the White Sox. They own them. The White Sox are terrible. And they got Boston coming up. A team that, hey, it's a coin flip series. You could argue the Royals are better. You could argue the Boston Red Sox are better. They're a team that they're in the same weight class. Boston is not a heavyweight. They're a welterweight. They're in the same weight class as the Royals. It's a coin flip series. The Royals, they have figured a way to pick themselves up off the ground. We make the point all the time. You can't make the playoffs in April. You can only miss it. We have all seen a lot of Royals Aprils that started the way that the Royals started, where it is about to be over before it ever begins. I can't think of too many times where the Royals looked like they were about to drive into the tree and then corrected themselves and got back on the road and then started going 80 miles an hour. Because usually that start that the Royals had, they end up flaming out and crashing out almost every Royals season that I can imagine. When they start how they started, they're done. Not this team. They've been very resilient. And, I mean, almost in the blink of an eye, this is a team that went from losing 8 of 9 to then going 11-2. I mean, it is a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde night and day difference about the Royals from the earlier 2 weeks to where we are right now. The Royals deserve a lot of credit for how they've turned things around.
They're immense credit. I mean, I do wish we had kept the text. You would have thought at 9-14. And listen, I'm not trying to defend 9-14. 9-14 was bad. But 9-14 is not a death sentence. And you would have thought on the text line, the Royals were 9-62, the way people were talking. You would have thought the Royals had started 0-30. It was doom and gloom, and they deserve all the credit in the world for bouncing back. I also think, and you were talking about the Orioles and how fast it ends. I remember Jeff Passan last year and his preseason expectations thought they'd be the best team in the AL. He had them winning 100-plus games last season. They obviously didn't do that. They lost in the wild card round of the Royals. Man, it just shows we've had our arguments on this show about if the Royals have done enough to surround Bobby Witt with a good offense and if they've done enough to, you know, do enough to maximize Bobby's ability. Man, the Royals might not invest a lot in bats, and they might have a, you know, bad offense that has a chance to rise to mediocre. Man, the Orioles have put a lot in that young core when it comes to hitting and not a lot in that pitching staff. And it feels like that's the reason for their fall off. Gunnar Henderson can still hit. Adley Rutschman can still hit. Jackson Holliday, Matt Holliday's kid, came up. He had a nice weekend. He can hit. Westberg, when healthy, he can hit. They have the bats. That ownership group and that general manager have invested none in pitching. They had two guys pitch this last weekend. When you were gone, me and Bink were joking about it. They had two guys pitch who had ERAs over 5. Like, yes, the Royals have not put a bopper behind via free agency or trade behind Bobby Witt, but they have signed Cole Reagans to a contract. They have brought Michael Wacha back. They have taken care of Seth Lugo. Like, yeah, the Royals' game plan might be, you know, gritting out 3-2 wins, but it looks like the alternative is what happened in Baltimore. And there today, you know, Tim Barbalay's show was talking about what has happened to this franchise.
Someone on the text line says, guys, you were down on them too. Don't dodge your words. We were all down and concerned. I was never all the way out. Yes, I was down on them. There was no way to be high on them. I didn't throw the Royals away. I want that to be known on the text line, 913-586-7965. I was never out all the way.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.